For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Thursday morning, June the 29th, 1978. Lake Hamilton Bible Camp and Conference Grounds, summer camp meeting being held in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Chuck Flynn is the speaker of the morning, speaking on the gifts of the Spirit. This morning is praying in the Spirit.
Just for a few minutes, we'd like to culminate somewhat that which we have started in the release and the anointing of the gifts of the Spirit. In Romans 8:26, for we know not what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit maketh intercession. And the word with groanings is very interesting. And I'd like to just go through that briefly, in that this is one of the offices of the Spirit. In verse 27, and he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. The word groanings is stenagmus. It means the unutterable gushings of the heart. It was a brother from Greece that said that word stenagmus it means in Athens that if the heart of God could speak, this is what it would say. So when you're praying in the Spirit, you're praying the heart of God. You're praying the anointing of the Lord. And so the groanings is that which comes forth out of the heart of God. Now Jesus said that ye shall receive power. The word power, the dunamis, or the correct term there that is a stronger root, is dynamo, which means generator. God said, I've given you an inherent force. Dynamo means inherent force. It will produce of itself. It's a generator that God puts within your innermost being. And so when you speak in the Spirit, you speak in the anointing of the Lord, the rivers of living water come forth, and the generator is the power of God within your innermost being. Jesus said, I put within you an inherent force, and the rivers of living water, where do they come from? They come from the throne of God by the umbilical cord of the Spirit. And they attach to the umbilical cord of the spiritual born-again child of God to your innermost being. And those rivers come from the throne of God, Revelation 22, verse 1. The rivers of life that's clear as crystal, they come from the throne of God. So when you're speaking in the Holy Ghost, you're speaking the rivers are the heart of God, and the rivers of living water come forth from the throne. So you're speaking the jurisdiction of God in the earth. You're proclaiming the throne room in the earth. Therefore, it's very vital and important as you're releasing the gifts of the Holy Spirit. There's many that would try to minimize this great office of speaking in a heavenly language. But it's the groanings. If the heart of God could speak, this is what he would say. It's the anointings of that which is his throne room. So when you turn on the faucet, the rivers flow. The generator turns. We're of the earth, earthy. So similar scientific principles are also in the earth. The earth is made up of the north and south poles, so that also separated by an equator, which produces magnetic forces. So you have these tremendous forces of plus and minus, positive and negative. So it is with the spiritual man, the positive, the negative, the righteous, the unrighteous, that which happens to the good, that which is that which happens of the negative. And so when a person prays in the spirit, your generator, those two magnetic forces in scientific law are spun together, and out comes a force which produces electricity and power and might. When the believer prays in the spirit, the generator of the positive and negative, the good, the bad, the events of our life, when you pray in the Holy Ghost, you're building up your most holy faith, and the throne room of God becomes your environment. The anointing of God within you spins the magnetic forces, the opposite poles, together. When you pray in the Spirit, then the glory of God comes forth and takes care of every event of your life, your family, of the earth. As the projection of power increases, that's why you're the light of the world, because Jesus said, I put a generator spiritually in your being. He says, I've lit every man that comes into the earth. And by that light, they are open to, and there are events where others will say, well, now these people have never seen this before. But I want you to know that Jesus has lit, or there is that perception and desire within every heart of every man, and when they hear the truth, and when they hear the word, and the authority of it, their heart leaps within them, hope is spurred, and they receive the deliverance and the anointing through the Holy Ghost power that's within the believer. It sets men free. And this is the anointing that he's projecting for this hour. Now, Stephen also, this word stenagmus, it's only used once, S-T-E-N-A-G-M-O-S, stenagmus. The inaudible gushings of the heart, the groanings, are found in Acts 7, in verse 34. Stephen is preaching, and he is telling the events of the past. In Acts 7:34, I have seen, God is speaking here unto Moses. He said, I have seen the affliction of my people. Whenever God repeats himself, you know, he really means what he's saying. It was a definite concern upon him. I've seen the affliction of my people, which is in Egypt, and I have heard their groaning. Please circle the word groaning. In the original, it is the same word, stenagmus. If the heart of God could speak. I've heard their groaning, and am come down to deliver them. And now come, I will send thee into Egypt. The anointings of God within the life of the individual. When that individual is under stress, the Lord hears that groaning. Hallelujah. He puts within that heart that deep calling unto deep. And praise God, he said, I'm going to come down and deliver. Because he said, I've heard the voice of the groaning. I have seen the affliction of my people. I know where they're at. They're in Egypt. And I have heard their groaning and have come down to deliver them. And now come, I will send thee. Here's the workings of God through the anointings of the Spirit. Groanings of the Spirit produce deliverance. God said, I've come down, but buddy, you're going into work. I'll work with you. As I was with Moses, as I was with Joshua. That's why God said to Joshua, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. Deliverers must be raised up anointings of the gifts of the Spirit that are going to be more potent into the body of Christ will raise up delivers unto our God. Let's turn to Psalms 81. Put that by verse 34. Romans 8:26 is the New Testament reference. Psalms 81. There's only two places this word synagmus is found in the Bible or in the New Testament, because it's a Greek word, and it's in those portions of Scripture. When you find the word is only used once or twice or three times, you better find out why, because it's important. Majority of cases. Psalms 81. Here is a statute God is setting forth. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm. Bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute. Circle the word statute. For Israel, and the law of the God of Jacob. Praise was the part of their life. God said, this is your strength, it's a law, it's a statute for you to come forth and to praise the Lord. This is a beautiful portion of Scripture. I believe Judson Cornwall's book on praise, he thoroughly goes through this statute of praise. And it'd be good for us to also have that in our library. Verse 5. For this is ordained. What is the statute of praise? The musical instruments. The trumpeter anointing. Watching the cloud of God move. For this is ordained in Joseph. For a testimony. Joseph was a man that had the statute of praise within him. When he took off his coat of many colors, when he dreamed of the authority that God had given him, when they abused him and sold him out of his own house, his brethren sold him, and through jealousy discarded him. He praised the Lord all the time he was with those vagabond travelers. He had a statute of praise. He had authority, and God said, I'm going to keep that authority within you. It doesn't matter when or who sells you. And then he goes into Potiphar's house, he gets blessed for a while, and then under extreme temptation, there again a coat is involved. The coat of many colors when he was sold, and now under temptation, he leaves another coat. But he has a statute of praise. His covering is not in coats. His covering is in the anointing of praise. He will not allow anything else to drag him and to keep him under temptation. In other words, then when he was put in prison, and later on, God says, I remember when your feet hurt, Joseph. Later on in the Psalms, the great God Jehovah, who has galaxies into the billions and takes care of all the universe, he said, Joseph, I was there. The thing that I really hated in the whole mess was when your feet hurt. Those things that you and I go through with that we think possibly that the Lord's pretty busy blessing other people. He said, I don't want you to forget that I knew when your feet hurt. I knew the condition you were in. I remembered when your feet hurt. Praise God. That in being sold, in being under temptation, in being in prison, it was a statute unto Joseph. He was in command in every situation of his life. It doesn't matter what the negative situation was. You and I are in command when we can praise God. Let's praise him. We praise you. We thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name and we thank you, Lord, for you have created the heaven and earth. Therefore, there's no limitation. Is anything too hard for our God? No, no, no. Praise the Lord. For this is ordained in Jacob for a testimony. When he went out through the land of Egypt, after his testimony, after the testings of his own life, the statute of praise was upon him, and then he goes throughout the land of Egypt. One who has conquered, one who is now in command literally. And when he went through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. Verse 5. And put down, Joseph is speaking here, where I heard a language. I've corresponded this also and analyzed it with the Hebrew, and it's correct. I heard a language that I understood not. Joseph is speaking of the stenagmus of Egypt. He's speaking of the groanings, and put down Acts 7:34 and Romans 8:26. I heard a language that I understood not. This man was with travelers. He was in prison. He knew the languages of the day, and why would the Bible even take time to bring out another language if it did not have spiritual significance with the great statute of praise? So it's unreasonable to think that this is an ordinary language. He said, I heard a language and I understood not. That's why Joseph told him, he said, when you guys leave here, he knew they were going to leave because he heard the groanings in Egypt. He heard the delivering cry. He said, when you leave here, you'll take my bones with you. Hallelujah. There was something about that deliverance. Joseph heard it. There's a statute of praise unto God. There has many that went a little further and said that he also realized that one day the bones would come together, and when Jesus was raised from the dead, he wanted to be around that region. And bless God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Joseph. Possibly, I believe he was raised up. Hallelujah. When the grave opened, many of those saints of God walked the streets of Jerusalem. Hallelujah. At the resurrection of our Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. This we do know, that he heard this language. And now it changes to the Redeemer. Verse 6 is not Joseph. The word I removed is not Joseph. It is the Messiah. It is the Deliverer. It is the angel of the Lord of hosts. I removed his shoulder from the burden. Whose shoulder? Joseph? No. The shoulder of those who later on would be under the affliction of Egypt and under the affliction of the taskmasters. Now the Messiah speaks in verse 6. He says, I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. And the word pots is the Hebrew word dud. D-U-D. And the Hebrew word dud means, and in the margin I'll read it, pot or basket. It refers to the baskets or pots used in brick making, or to the molds and furnaces in which they formed and made or baked brick. Here is the deliverer. In verse 6, Joseph heard the cry of those that were in the affliction and under the taskmasters. Then Jesus, hallelujah, spoke and he said, I remove his shoulder from the burden, and his hands were delivered from the making of bricks. Thou callest in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I approved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah, stop, look, and listen, for what has been said was important. Selah, that's what it means. Consider it. Stop, look, and listen. Hallelujah. This is why, as the Messiah come forth, because Joseph, as he heard the language of bringing forth the deliverer, there was the groanings, the stenagmus in Egypt. Hallelujah. And the deliverer came and he said, I delivered his shoulder from the burden. The taskmaster said, all right, you want to praise Jehovah your God, you want to worship, you got time for that, we'll just put more burden upon you. And all of us realize how they had to make the bricks without straw. And the taskmasters of Egypt still are coming around today, and they said, we still want you to make bricks, we still want you to build, we still want you to live Christian lives. And many of them have said, but we're going to take away the straw. We're going to take away the goodies. The easier way, which is the anointings of the Holy Spirit. They say, we've taken away the straw, all those miracles and wonderful things that God has done through the anointings of the Holy Spirit. That was just to give the church a boost 2,000 years ago. And they've taken the straw away from God's people and still expect them to build solid, overcoming lives. And this is the groanings that come forth out of the heart. Hallelujah. God, when the deliverer comes, he said, I'm going to deliver your shoulder from the burden. In a Hebrew wedding, the bridegroom in Israel would take his cape on the right corner and place his right hand over his bride. His cape would come over his bride's head, and he would pull her into him and put his right hand with the cape in his hand on her shoulder. And that ancient tradition is what Isaiah meant when he said, the government shall be upon his, Jesus' shoulder. The church. Hallelujah. The government shall be upon his shoulder, which is you and I. And he sets us free through the gifts and the anointings of the Holy Ghost so that we can flow in the glory of his government. The shoulder stands for the duties of government. Put your shoulder to the wheel means you'll not turn back. Hallelujah. You will have that determination to go forth and see the administration of the anointing of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. That's why it's important. And all these things, praise and worship, and those fingers of God, hallelujah, will be brought forth within our lives to set the people free. But I want you to know, praise God, there is a groaning within the heart of God's people. And praise the Lord, there will be deliverers that will be raised up because the hand of the Lord, hallelujah, has answered. Amen. And he will continue to do so. Those groanings will come upon God's people. There will be an anointing, hallelujah, that shall loose the deliverers and the anointings of God upon people that will be raised up. The governments of God upon their shoulder and be covered with the authority, hallelujah, of the cape of the double portion of the Spirit of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's why, hallelujah, it's important as you speak in the Holy Ghost. Well, tongues is the least of the gifts. Someone said, well, at least you should have the least. Oh, praise God. That authority. Well, why do you say tongues is the least? Well, it was mentioned last. Well, faith, hope, and love. Love was mentioned last. But the greatest of these is love. Hallelujah. So praise God, it doesn't mean that it is the greatest, but tongues is the first run of the ladder that releases the individual, that moves us into an environment and a room of glory and anointing. Now, what happens here in the gifts of the Spirit, that produces a fruitful life. The Father said, by their fruits you'll know them. Now, the evidence of movings of the gifts of the Spirit are to produce fruits. That's why some say, Pentecostal or charismatics only stress the anointings of the Holy Spirit. That's not true, because there is the anointings of the Holy Spirit, which are the two categories of fruits and gifts. We build and we battle. Jesus said upon this confession that I am the Christ, the anointed one, the Son, the disciplined one, of the living God, the creative one. He anoints us to bring discipline that we may speak creativity and life. And upon this rock I'll build my church, upon that confession, upon that bringing forth of my authority within the believer. I'm going to build my church. So he's in a building program with the fruits of the Spirit. That's why he said in Luke 14, he put his discipleship so strenuous and so severely, his quality of discipleship. He said, well, unless you, why, you hate mother and father, sister, brother, and so forth. He didn't mean the word hate as we know it. He meant priority. You must put the priority of discipleship and my authority first, and all these other things will be added to. And then he told us of two examples. He said, you must take up your cross and follow me. His discipleship qualifications are very severe. Then he told us why. Unless a man forsakes all and follows me, cannot be my disciple. And then he said, why? Which of you that would build a tower does not sit down first and count the cost? He says, why are my discipleship qualifications so severe? It's because I have sat down and counted the cost. And I don't want you to count the cost. I've already done it. Shape up or ship out. If you analyze Luke 14, it does not mean for the believer to count the cost. Of course, that's involved. But he doesn't say, now I'll do this if you'll do the other. No. He says, you come my way, take up your cross, and follow me. In other words, the standards are there. The rich young ruler, even though he loved him, he would not come down with his standards. Some people think they can live like they want to, and they just, oh, you got to love me. Well, we love them, but we'll not come down with from the standards that God has set up. Jesus didn't. And he says, how many of you, I've counted the cost. I've saw what it's going to take to build the tower. I've saw the great tower in the body of Christ that the Father wants to rest in. He says, I've counted the cost of those. It's called it the fiber of those stones. 1 Peter 2:5 tells us of those lively stones. Jesus said, you are the lively stone that makes up the spiritual house of the Lord. And I've counted the cost. And I said, Father, what's it going to take to build this house? Oh, I can just see Jesus looking out like Rodin's thinker and looking out over the universe. And the Father talks to him. It's exactly why the Father came to him. What's disturbing you? Can you lay the foundation? Jesus said, yes, I can lay the foundation, but I'm troubled over those that will build the house. Will it be finished? And the Father said, well, by their fruits you'll know them. Hallelujah. And so then he brought out the battle. He brought out the building and then the battle. Because he said they must have the salt and they must be equipped. So therefore the fruits of the Spirit are in the battle. And when you begin to flow in that anointing of the fruits, the love, the joy, the peace, the long-suffering, then the gifts of the Spirit will also accompany that. See, our holy priesthood is made up, our priesthood is made up of two priests' divisions. In 1 Peter 2:5, we're the holy priesthood that sings praises unto God. Fruit of our lips, it's already been quoted by Hebrews 3:15. We come forth with a sacrifice of praise. It's your office. Someone said the sacrifice of praise is when I'll praise the Lord when I don't feel like it. That is not what the Scripture is trying to say. It means that your office as a priest of the living God, you will sacrifice. You will come forth with a morning sacrifice of praise, an afternoon, an evening sacrifice, all day long as anointings of God are within you. You have a sacrifice of praise. Continually, the fruit of your lips, that's your holy priesthood, vertically worshiping, ministering unto God. Verse 16 of Hebrews 13, verse 16, is the anointing of the priesthood in the royal priesthood. And it means to do good or to set men free. With such sacrifices, God is well pleased. So again, the word sacrifice is used here in that the priestly anointing is in two divisions of sacrifice. One is praise and worship unto God. The other is setting men free. Doing good. That's the gifts of the Holy Spirit. That's the priestly anointing to make up the body, to make up the strong house of God, and anointings of the fruits of the Spirit to build, and the gifts of the Spirit to warfare. Hallelujah. Therefore, he said, you have the holy and the royal priesthood. Some have only sought the powers of God, and they have a royal priesthood, but their Christian ethics are at a low no. They do not watch themselves in their money matters or in their moral matters and in other matters. And we are being flooded today with those who have sought the power and the personality trust, but have forgotten the royal or the holy priesthood. And those two must accompany the life of the believer, the royal and the holy. Hallelujah. Therefore, the ethics of money matters and so forth, it's when it takes the government, that some of the well-known religious leaders will have to be talked to by the government to do something with the money they've got, then we're of all men most miserable. And that's what's going on today. And then the cry comes forth, but it's not stenagmus. It's a squall in a ball. Please help me. We've got personnel that are not spiritually in sight, and this is what we're having a great problem with in the body of Christ. And good anointed ministries are raised up, and helpers come along that destroy that ministry. Praise the Lord. Be careful who you join yourself with to depend on. I like what Abraham said. He said to the king of Sodom, he met Melchizedek, the king of Salem, peace. But the king of Sodom was unbalanced desire. Sodom said, I just want the souls. I want you to have all the spoil. Abraham said, you're not going to give me a shoe latchet because you'll try to dominate me. You think I'll take everything that's given to me? I will not. I lift my hand unto El Elyon. You'll say that you've made Abraham rich. I refuse. And may God give us discretion, discernment, wisdom of Solomon, and everything else to know what is pure and what is given unto him, that we'll not have any dominating force.
Amen.
I loose that in the name of Jesus. We are kept unto him. Unto him shall the glory and the gathering of the people be. I will lift my hand unto El Elyon. And instead of receiving, Abraham paid tithes. Hallelujah. And he and Melchizedek blessed him. Praise the Lord. I believe Abraham had more than Sodom could have ever given him. Because the Lord came to him in a night vision right after that in Genesis 15. He said, Abraham, I want you to know I was watching you. Now, he doesn't say that, but he implies, I was really proud of how you stood up to the king of Sodom. I am your shield and your exceeding great reward. Now, what do you want? Hallelujah. I've lifted my hand up unto the possessor of heaven and earth, the Most High God, which is El Elyon. Hallelujah. It was before the law was ever even conceived or brought forth. It's already conceived, but not brought forth. And here, Abraham said, I will not be dominated by anybody trying to give to me. And don't you try to give and think you've got to say so either. You give unto God. And you pray. You thank God you had it. It's not maneuver God in his blessings and his anointings. Hallelujah. So this is the authority now that has come into the heart of God that we release the gift of the Spirit. And then Jesus, he said those wonderful words in John 6. He said, I want you to eat of my body and drink of my flesh. They asked him in John 6. John 6 is one of the greatest controversial chapters that it's hard to bring out because of that term. But if you correspond John 6 with Psalms 1, it'll just open up to you beautifully. Psalms 1 and John 6. And that ties in with Jesus talking to the Greeks when the Greeks said, we would see Jesus. And when Andrew came to Philip and Philip came to Jesus, there's some Greeks here that they're saying such beautiful things. We would see Jesus. Oh, isn't that precious? It sounds so religious. So wonderful. But the Greeks, see, they had heard how that they were going to kill the Sanhedrin, the Pharisees, the Sadducees. They were going to kill Jesus. What they meant was we would preserve Jesus. For in Greece, we preserve our teachers. And this man is a great teacher. What do you mean kill him? Can we take him? We would preserve him. Can we take him out of this mess? And we'll take him over to Athens and he'll have two cars and a radar range. We take good care of our philosophers. We would preserve him. You guys don't know a good thing when you have it. Their intention was good. But then, see, that's what they meant, or else, see, Jesus knew what was in their heart. What did he say? He didn't say, hi, you Greeks. What's new? No, he said, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die. It abideth alone, but if it die, it will bring forth much fruit. He said, I'm not another philosopher. I'm not another Plato. I'm not another Socrates. I'm a seed that's been planted in the earth, and I'll die, but I'll bring forth fruit. Hallelujah. In Galatians chapter 3, I want you to underline this. According to this word seed, it's a tremendous revelation there. Galatians chapter 3. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men. In verse 15, Galatians 3:15, though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man is annulled or addeth thereto. In other words, men make covenants together and it settles their arguments. Now to Abraham and his seed. Please circle the word his seed, where the promise is made. He saith not, and to seeds, as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. For this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. Hallelujah. For if the inheritance, in verse 18 of the law, if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of promise. For God gave it to Abraham by promise. Verse 19, wherefore then serveth the law? Question. It was added because of transgressions. Till the seed, please underline, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. It was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. And now mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Abraham's seed was Christ. And the seed should come to release the promise. And the promises of God are released by the seed, which is our Lord Jesus, who was put in the earth. And when the seed came in his first advent, in his first coming, he's the seed. He died. He abode alone. And as we identify ourselves with him, we come as the seed. The seed is the word of God. We're the soil. And when the seed is planted in our hearts, the Holy Ghost moves upon us, and praise God, it comes forth and bears fruit. So it is when Jesus came as the seed, he said, if I die, I'll abide alone, but if I die, I'm going to bring forth much fruit. He meant there are two appearings. And the seed, when it should come, release the promises of Abraham that will come forth when he appears. And in the earth right now, he's bringing forth the fruit. And therefore the fruit shall bring forth his second coming. In his second advent,
He is not the seed. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who moves through his children, who moves through his body, and the glory of God will be upon you and I, and we're the fruit of his labor. He came and he was buried in his first advent as a seed. But now he is coming in the earth through his people as the one who bears the fruit. Hallelujah. Because of the promises of God to Abraham, and those promises are immutable. The oath and the promise, the immutability of God to Abraham, has put you and I in a higher order of Melchizedek as priest, Elijah, we are the prophet after the spirit and power of the prophet of fire, and we are also the kingly anointing of David. Isaiah 22, verse 22, the key of David is a nail in a sure place, and all the glory of the Father's house is placed upon that nail. And in the ancient tradition, when a house was built by stone upon stone, about 4 feet high, there was put in there a wooden peg, which the Bible calls a nail. And on that nail, if that father of that home had been in any battles, his sword was placed there. Any medals or awards, they were on the nail. The pitchers of silver and other things that gave the value of the wealth of that family was placed on the nail. When you would go into a home to know anything about that home, you would go over to the nail that stuck out of the wall of many stones. And therefore, Isaiah said that the key of David are those who I have placed. Of course, the nail in a sure place is Jesus. But you and I are also placed in him. And the glory of the Father's house is upon us. Hallelujah. The key of David, the kingly anointing of the body of Christ to release the gifts and the authority of God. And now Jesus said, the zeal of the house of the Lord hath eaten me up. He took cords. He went throughout. He didn't say it, but it was proclaimed in prophecy that when he cleansed the temple, then the disciples saw what he did. He overturned the money changers, and he spoke to those that sold doves that my Father's house shall be called the house of prayer. And you see to it. Isn't it interesting that those that sold doves? And when he cleansed the temple, then they understood the scripture that says, the zeal of the house of the Lord hath eaten me up. That means the fruits of his labor will cleanse the temple of our God. And the zeal of the house of the Lord hath eaten me up means that there are the fruits of the Spirit and the anointings of the gifts of the Holy Ghost that shall come forth as manifesting fruits and seasons of anointing in every body of Christ. And when we eat of his bread and our body and drink of his blood, the people had already said, how do we work the works of God? Jesus said, you'll drink of my blood and you'll eat of my body. Means the manifestation of that body. And it means the gifts and the glories of God through his word. And the psalmist says, the man who meditates. And the word meditate means to assimilate. It is a digestive term that when you assimilate the word, you eat of it. Taste and see that the Lord is good. So therefore, the man who meditates in the law day and night, it means to chew the cud, is the Hebrew word for meditate. And therefore, when you chew the cud, the cow is cloven hoofs, as I've already said, that cleanses the individual's life. And then you're placed by the rivers of water. He that meditates in the law day and night, you and I are placed by rivers. And the Hebrew word for rivers means the dividings of many waters. And you're placed in where many rivers come together in the soft place of the earth, well watered, because there's many anointings that God has coming by each one of us. He anoints us here. He anoints us with another river. He anoints us here. Why? So that we can glean from that anointing the seed of the words in us. The seed is nourished. We study the word. We assimilate it. And we're planted by the rivers of many ministries and many anointings. Hallelujah. And we glean from it. We spit out the seeds, but we glean from the good of every ministry that we hear. And then the Lord says, I'm going to raise him up, and he will have his season and his fruit. Hallelujah. And that means that whatsoever that man doeth will prosper. In Psalms 1, he said he's going to have his season. Not just God sees them, but the man who has been by the rivers of many anointings. Let's glean from one another. Hallelujah. People who mark off ministries are limited and they are very narrow. We need balance of ministries, and it's beautiful. We can glean from one another. Be teachable, amen, and be balanced. And so, praise God, we continue to learn by many ministries. Hallelujah. Because we're planted, Isaiah 61, with the planting of the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so we have a season, and all of a sudden, you begin to release the gifts and the anointings of the fruits of the Spirit because your season is at hand. Amen. And the zeal of the house of the Lord, everybody else, see, you become a river. You become a stream. And so others are eating of the fruit of the expression of the Spirit through you. And so others are eating and getting fed now. The zeal of the house of the Lord is eating you up. And there becomes a cleansing in the house when the gifts of the Spirit are in operation. We don't use cords, but we use we allow the fruits, and we allow the gifts to move through us. Now, in Galatians 5:15, Paul says you bite and devour one another. Friends, you're going to be devoured one way or the other, and you might as well decide which way. They're either going to criticize you heavily and devour you, or either you're going to release the gifts of the Spirit and let the zeal of the house of the Lord eat you up. Isn't that right? In that scripture? Isn't that something? There's a positive and a negative in everything. Paul says the reason there's so many divisions among you, you bite and devour one another, because you have not eaten. Of course, the scriptures that's already been read will correlate with that. There's weakness among you. There's not that deserting of the body. But when you release, hallelujah, the anointings of God upon you, and the body begins to eat of your labor and of the expression of freedom within you, then you're set free by the power of God. Time got away from us, but now we have culminated. Come forth now, and it's your season. Allow words of knowledge, allow the gifts of the Spirit to move through you. Speak in tongues daily to equip yourself to release the anointings of God that others may eat thereby and be strong. And you'll continue to glean from other lives too. Hallelujah. Because that is the strength of the body. And that'll stop the mouths of those that will criticize or murmur and try to bite and devour. Hallelujah. And we will speak in the stenagmus. If the heart of God could speak, this is what he would say. Father, we thank you for your word. We appreciate the wonderful anointing of that which you have given in the other ministries and all of us together in this great conference. We praise you, Lord, as we glean from the many rivers and the many anointed ministries that you brought past our way and on into those things that you are wanting to teach us. We loose our season. We loose our season. We loose, Lord, we praise you for the fruit and the joy of that which you will bring forth at this hour. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's minister. I think I'd like to have Glenn and Irma come forward now. And hallelujah. All right, let's just worship the Lord now. Praise God. Father, we praise you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. He to my land of the old. He to my land of the end. Yes, I'm a soul. For as a coat of many colors was upon that one who I had ordained, yea, in praise as he went forth from one situation to another, yea, he went up step by step into the authority, yea, that I placed him. He was at the right place at the right time. Yea, did not I give him jurisdiction and authority For in that coat of many colors was the coat of many administrations and authorities that I've also put upon thy spirit. Yea, I say unto thee that I have anointed thee with that coat of anointing, and the many colors, yea, are those many attributes of joy, and the many offices that I placed, yea, in your paths, for you will flow in many areas and encourage many of different backgrounds, for there is that anointing that I will draw my people together unto thee, and they shall surely be fed of the Lord, for this the Lord thy God has raised thee up to provide many anointings, and there'll be much fruit, and there'll be, yea, the labor that shall bring forth the anointing of provision, for thou shalt have a storehouse, yea, thou shalt have a storehouse of the material goods and the anointings that I will provide unto thee, and yea, the storehouse of fruit, and the storehouse of vegetables, and the storehouse that shall feed my people shall be figuratively, spiritually, and literally. The anointing of my portion shall be upon thee in every facet of life. Thou shalt see a garden of joy come forth, and you'll also train as the potatoes, and as, yea, the corn, and as the beans grow. You'll also see teaching within these grounds, within these grounds come forth, to provide the army of the Lord with strategic ones that have been held in abeyance. They are the commandos of my purpose. They are, yea, the mighty men of David that I will raise up for this hour. And the glory of the Lord hath provided the warfare of our God within my children. And there shall be strength from on high. Yea, therefore, the sword of the Lord. Yea, thou hast only known the major portion of it in one edge, but you'll see the other edge come to pass, saith the Lord. You'll see that, yea, I've wielded the sword well, for yea, with the high praises of God upon your lips. Yea, but the two-edged sword in your hand, you're going to see that I'll reveal the two-edged sword, and my anointing shall be upon you, and the glory of the Lord shall be a great magnet that shall draw many who are seeking my face even now, saying, Lord, prepare me. I know there are, yea, combating forces ahead. Therefore, prepare me, O God. This is the end time, and I will prepare them as I have prepared you, saith the Lord. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just praise you. Now, Lord, we put that, brethren, we just put that anointing and that cape, that mantle of love around them now. Then the brethren have a word. Please release it. Thank you, Father. Just refresh. Let's ask God to bring a refreshing to Irma and Glenn. Just refresh their bodies. This week you've been very trying, and Lord, we just thank you. We will not allow them to be weary in well-doing. We'll refresh their bodies, refresh their minds, refresh their spirits. Lift them into thy portion. Now, Lord, bring others that are qualified personnel and teachers, qualified that for the task that these grounds are crying for. God, we know they've done a good labor, but, Lord, we know that the task is going to be stronger. The anointings will be more gracious and expanding. So there needs to be qualified laborers and deliverers raised up right now. Somebody loose the word of the Lord. You have it. Loose it.
There will be no stores which you seek have been laid up in my head. Now I will pour forth abundantly as I have said in this day. For it has been done by the labors and the fruits of thy lips long, yea, long before this day has come. But this day have I wished it, and even now are they raining down from heaven.
Yes. Good word. Someone else. Let the body exercise itself.
few of us.
We have had here these days that are shortly to come, my children, to reach forth and bring forth those fruits which I have bring from heaven, for they lie just above your head, and the high praises that go forth from your lips shall be the hooks that shall bring them down, reach with your hands of praise, and get a hold of those fruits, and take of them abundantly, and gorge yourself to your desire and to your delight, for those fruits shall go forth as the blessings which I have desired you to spread.
I would say unto thee, turn thy not to the right nor to the left, but continue on, saith the Lord thy God. For I have seen thy hunger and thy thirst, and yea, I shall fill thee with righteousness. Yeah. And even though that many times that thou shalt see things that thine eyes shall behold, and thou shalt wonder within thy heart, I say unto thee, through the sound of many waters running over many rocks, I shall take not thee downstream, but I shall take thee upstream and draw thee into the source itself. And I shall call that clear water to flow through thee, that thou shalt have discernment, that thou shalt be able to see very plainly, that thou shalt be able to have thine heart like mine heart, saith the Lord thy God, and thou shalt be able to make choices, and to speak the word that comes directly from my throne, and thou shalt not be making mistakes, but thou shalt be making the things that I shall have caused to come to pass, that my purpose and my plan may come forth here upon this place on earth, saith the Lord thy God, for I have ordained thee, and I have called thee forth, not to mock thee, but to bring thee in, saith the Lord thy God, and I shall cause thy fruit to flourish in this place, for my spirit resideth here, saith the Lord.
We receive it, Father. Seal that word. Seal that word.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And have I not said unto thee that I have used the weak things to confound the mighty, the small things to pull down the strongholds of the great ones? And I say unto you, faithful ones here, I shall use this tiny place to shake the kingdoms of darkness and pull down the strongholds. Only be thou faithful. There will be dark days coming, which your hearts will almost fail you for fear, but you will not fail, for you will look to me, and in me you will find the sustenance and strength that you need. For remember that in the great darkness that is coming upon the world, that the light shall shine even brighter. And my son is not hidden, nor is he limited. He is looking for channels through which you pour. Keep yourself open to be a channel of my blessing, saith the Lord.
We receive that, Father. Seal that to their hearts. Seal that to our hearts.
Well, indeed, I say that in many places, and I raise up people in places,
yes,
where I shall cause my word to be uttered forth. For I said in this day that I raise up those who shall feed and clothe my people, yea, even spiritually. And yea, I tell you that this is the purpose of this place. This shall be a place where many shall come to be fed and to be clothed. And yea, I tell you indeed in the days to come that I shall establish ministries here that shall be here where people can come continually, not just for convention, but can come continually to be fed and to be clothed and to receive of the word of God and to receive the ministry that they need.
Yeah.
And yea, indeed, I am opening up new avenues of ministry,
yes,
yea, even in this place. For yea, do not limit me, for there is more than you thought. Do not limit me, for there is more than you can see. For yea, your eyes cannot see it, but in your hearts you know that there is more. So take your limits off me. Do not even consider finances, for yea, I am the God of all provision. I am the God who has provided in the past and will yet provide, again said the Lord of hosts. So lift your eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh your help. And lift your hands in joy and rejoice in knowing that I have ordained it, and I haven't ordained it. Who can hinder it? For yea, I said, when I bring to birth, who can abort? Yea, I say, when I cause to come into being, who can destroy? For yea, I have set before you open doors. Who can close them? Yea, said the Lord your God, I have ordained the path for you. And as you seek after me, shall the road open up ahead of you, and you shall see things begin to come to pass. For yea, the cloud of my glory shall come and establish itself in the midst of you. And yea, you shall be covered underneath the shadow of the Almighty.
Oh, it's a
and many shall come in under that covering, and yea, realize that the glory of God doth abide here.
Yes.
So rejoice ye in me, for yea, it shall break forth. For I have lifted off of you the cloud of doubt and despair,
yes,
and the cloud of division. For yea, many have come and have ministered, yes, that around you, but yea, I have lifted it off of you, and instead I have brought my spirit, my glory, my cloud, that shall rest in the midst of you. So look ye ahead and rejoice in me, said the Lord your God. For indeed it shall be accomplished.
Feel about love you.
I am desiring a man who is after mine heart. Yea, this is the song that I have sung over thee. Yea, ye are the people after mine heart. Yea, I have sought thee, and ye have responded unto me. And yea, I shall anoint thee. Oh, truly there shall be the time in the bushes and the wilderness. Yea, there shall be a time of anointing, and ye shall be in Hebron 7.5 years. But yea, the people they shall come, yea, the kingdom it shall come unto thee. And yea, ye shall be taken to my holy city, ye shall be lifted up unto Jerusalem, saith the Lord.
Did you want to finish whoever started a while ago?
For even now the Calebs and the Joshua are in your midst, and I say unto thee, you need not the arm of flesh, neither the carnal weapons of warfare, for I have encamped about you the angels of the Lord that shall take care, that shall protect thee, and even drive the enemies away. Therefore know that thou art the one that shall run over and destroy the gates of hell, for I have given you a conquest whereby the spoil shall be your possession, and you shall glorify the Lord in the midst of the heathen. Therefore, my children, know that thou art the generals, and thou art the ones that are to lead in this warfare, because I have ordained it. Yet I say unto thee, look up not to the arm of flesh, because even as Elijah gave unto Elisha the double portion, so have I given it unto thee. And the battle is won because the Lord God has given thee the victory, saith the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's beautiful to see the flow and the weaving of God's anointing together through different channels. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. Touch Kevin today.
Kevin has been faithful and diligent.
Almost 5 years Kevin has come and been trained. I guess he's sort of a jack of all trades now. I guess he's gone through some of the best training any young man can have. There's some seasoned anointed people as Glenn and Irma. His spirit is very firm. Hallelujah.
As far as I'm concerned, he represents to me family that God is raising up from us. He represents our family. Spirit.
Thank you, Father. All right. Now, Lord, we release your anointing in a beautiful way. For that which I will deal with the nations, I will also, yea, bring forth an example here in your area. For the Ancient of Days has sealed thee, my son, and the anointing of that truth shall be within thee. Yea, for those that have their own areas of counsel and the counsel of hell that would try to, by cunning devices and doctrines of devils, overpower, yea, the imaginations of men. But yea, the weapons of our warfare are greater, saith thy God. Therefore, yea, thy God reigneth, and I will impart upon thee my truth and my glory, and thou shalt surely see that the army of the Lord is strong. For yea, I will bring about within thee that formula of anointing that shall bring many recruits of joy, and you'll see it come to pass, that the unusual way the anointing of the Lord has trained you, you will be put at the right place at the right time, and not waver, for many shall see therein, and the balance of my peace shall permeate, and thou shalt surely go up into the land, and on Mount Zion you will unveil the anointing. As David unveiled the Ark of the Covenant, you will unveil the revelation for this hour. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Now, as Kevin represents our spiritual side of the family, we have Dennis, our grandson, who represents our natural side.
Hallelujah. Well, watch you going out and you're coming in. Yea, the sun shall not smite thee by day, neither the moon by night. But these things of outward circumstances shall not harm your spirit. Those tremendous hurts and chaotic conditions that you were raised under my anointing is with thee, my son, and the glory of that peace shall be thine. And thou shalt not strive unworthily, but you will rest within my anointing, and my peace shall succor thee, and the shall undergird you, and you'll fall with my anointing. You'll not have to strive, you'll not have to push, you'll not have to pull, but you will rest in me, saith the Lord. For the Lord hath equipped thee well, and thou shalt see the Lord is good. For I have blessed thee well, and I hear your cry, for I know your heart's desire, and surely the Lord will work a work within you, and bring it to pass that you'll say, yea, the Lord, this was a great year in my life. For the Lord has established me this year. Amen. Wonderful Jesus.
While we're praying, come up here, Oslo. And where is Bob? All right. Come on up here. And the Oglesby's and the, come on. Where's...
We just pray your name.
Is Paul in here?
Paul is here.
Oh, no, hold my hand. He was out of bed. He's gone.
Anyway, all right. Anyway, these represent the families of the camp.
That live here.
That live here on the ground. That God has brought in.
Hallelujah. Lord, we just bless them. Amen. Let's all just reach and touch each one. Many of them have already received different prophetic words, but as a group, as an anointed group, hallelujah, we just thank you, Father, as we touch, Lord, and Lord, just a couple of them, so that the anointing of thy power shall breathe upon them in Jesus' name. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for those that had the ministry of staying by the stuff. We thank you for those that, oh God, the anointing of the Lord was upon them to protect that which, Lord God, you had given. And so now, Lord, we praise you that they'll not be weary in well-doing, but they'll see that the ministry of the Lord through the menial tasks also are very important. But that you will minister through each family, and you're encouraging them and training them well. And the task itself might be minute, but it is very important in my sight, saith the Lord. Therefore, go forth and be faithful, yea, in the small thing, and I'll make you ruler over the many. For as you're faithful, I'll be faithful to you.
And yea, when Moses was faithful to his house, and I, the Lord thy God, am faithful to mine, and as you're faithful to your house, and as you're faithful to the anointing that I put within thee, the anointing of the Lord will be raised up. And those things, even though you say, well, now there could be a lot greater income coming our way at another hour. But I say unto thee, stand still, see the salvation of the Lord, for you're investing, and I can refresh you. Yea, as you invest in me, saith the Lord, my peace and my joy shall come upon thee. And yea, when the timing of the Lord is ripe within thee, the ministry of our God will release the resources, and you'll know that you have not, yea, therefore, given up anything, for I know how to bless abundantly for those things that have been put first in priority. The Lord thy God will bless thee and surround this area with a wall of fire. My angels are round about thee. Yea, the angels are round about these grounds, and the anointing of the fiery sword of my anointing shall be within thee. So rejoice, and again I say rejoice, for the Lord will give you peace and rest, and I have surrounded thee with joy. Keep that joy, yea, in thy heart, for the Lord will release you and teach you line upon line, precept upon precept. You shall go forth and enjoy the blessing of our God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Just join in, brethren. Hallelujah. Baba Babo Kore Mano Selamo. Sila Marando La Mioli Aravandani Aravandani. Kore Aravandani La Mioli. Shanda La Mioli. Shanda La Mioli. Kira Marando La Mioli. I've trained your heart in that which is beauty in bands. For yea, I've given you beauty for ashes, and my bands has been the unity, yea, of my strength upon thee. For you're one in me, and the unity of that discernment shall be in thy portion. For yea, I've woven your hearts together, and this that's of concern upon your life, yea, shall be a blessing unto thee, and thou shalt surely relax. For I'm bringing you in by September and October that fresh anointing that the Lord will give you his mighty rest in a beautiful fresh dimension of authority, and you'll speak to the rock and it shall respond. Yea, do not fear, for my peace shall go before you, and my love shall encompass thy home. And thou shalt surely see that I have taken care of your affairs as you've taken care of my affairs. For I put within you that anointing of my peace, and you'll speak it, and yea, the crown of joy shall be within thy heart. For I've given thee the white stone, and I have broken it with, yea, my people, and you have broken that white stone with others. And therefore you'll have favor, because the white stone is the stone of favor, and the jagged edge is the cross. And wherever you go, that anointing shall come forth when many that know the experience and the deliverance of the cross and the authority of it, yea, you'll be welcome, for my anointing of the neighborly and the glory cordial of my strength shall go forth, and the white stone anointing is upon you, and you'll be accepted with great favor, yea. And the peace of the Lord will strengthen you. And this continent is not, yea, your limitation, for you will go forth and see that the joy of the Lord has embraced thee well to teach and train leadership. Yea, rise up, for the anointing of my peace is upon thee, and thou shalt surely be prepared to loose thyself at that hour. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I have created within the enemy's camp a great hunger and a desire to tear this wall down, but as ye know, and as ye have purposed in your heart, this wall is impossible to their forces, though they will impinge upon it and scar it and stab it, and they will tear down certain stones, and they will bring gifts of fire and many chariots, but I would say unto thee that I have created this bulwark that you might walk about the land upon it. And that the enemy has come to it by my desire that you might throw them down and instruct those that will throw them down. For I have called thee, yea, indeed, into this work. But I have caused this bulwark to run like a thread throughout the land. And I do have and have appointed thee to be him who walks upon that bulwark, appointing to whomsoever you will to fight this battle and that battle to the left and to the right. Send forth those forces as you would desire, for I have anointed you in this work.
Amen.
That prayer that Lucifer has put in your heart shall not come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
But in the name of the Lord it shall pass away.
Hallelujah.
And life shall be strong within thee. And you shall turn away the darts of Satan. And you shall grow strong physically as well. And that fear shall diminish. For Satan is a liar.
Seal it, Lord.
We seal it with the word of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus'
name. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Amen.
Yea, saith the Lord, because thou hast hated iniquity, and thou hast loved righteousness.
Yes.
Yea, I have anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy brothers. Yea, take that oil, yea, and disperse it abroad. Yea, sprinkle thy people and those that would come nigh unto thee with that oil. Yea, continue to hate iniquity. Yea, continue to hate it with all thine heart. And yea, lay hold unto righteousness. Yea, strap it unto thy heart, saith the Lord, and that oil shall flow forever, saith the Lord thy God.
For with the vesture that's dipped in blood, thou shalt ye feel it around thy inner being, for I will strengthen thee, and I will bring thee into the chambers, the inner chambers of my heart. For that vesture that's dipped in blood shall bring forth the authority of the kingly anointing of that which I purpose, and I have put it around thy inner being, where that these gifts and these anointings shall be protected, and the glory of my blood shall speak through thee, and the power of it shall shake many lives, and they shall be shaken loose, and yea, whole regions shall be shaken loose, for you shall teach the authority of my truth, and the truth shall not return void, and my glory is around thee, and around thy home, and thou shalt rest in the love of the Lord, for I have already provided for thee that which is your heart's desire, that which you spoke 3 weeks ago. The Lord will provide it, and I'll go before you, and my peace shall be with you, and my anointing has loosed that which, yea, I put within your heart to desire. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Use our brother first.
Thank you.
I have created within you a breast as the great eagle that will fly about the land, even as I have shown you in the natural, and you shall see those powers and principalities with spiritual eyes below you. And I have placed within your breast, in that eagle, the power of the anointing to fracture and to break the hold of those powers and principalities. And I have given thee the following. I have given thee the teaching, and I will give thee helpers and others to follow who will come in and nurture and minister to those who have been under these tents, that ye shall break the power.
Well, praise God. We better watch for time. We've got to leave in an hour. I haven't packed. Amen. Let's get with it, amen. Well, there's enough ministry here to with us to last count. Bless our brother. Touch, Lord Jesus, thy servants, and touch the anointings of that which you have released within their hearts. For yea, as the prophetic word will come through the harmony, and yea, I say unto thee that I have spoken. And when the psalmist yea began to write, the dedication was, and yea, do not forget the emphasis upon it, to the chief musician, to the chief musician, to the chief musician. For this is to the champion of harmony, and I've made you a champion of harmony over your area, and thou shalt surely know the glory of that, that I have spoken to the chief musician, and you will harmonize, yea, with the preaching and the anointing of the word, with the deliverance of the power of that word, and you will speak it, and many hearts shall know. But I'm going to make your ministry flow in the five areas of anointing so that you will go forth. You will pastor and hover over the sheep. You shall be the evangelist. You shall know the teaching. You shall deliver with the authority of the apostle, and you shall speak the creative word of the prophet. So yea, rest thou in me, and know that my potential of anointing is upon you. And my daughter, thou shalt minister, and thou shalt yea correlate these things and confirm them, and you will compliment your husband with the vision that I gave you, and you'll see that the anointing has broken the yoke, and the new provision and new backings, and those things that have been picking up the crumbs now and then, you have a handful on purpose. A new dimension of provision is at hand. Praise God.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.